MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. This summer will mark the first summer in more than 80 years that there has not been organized horse racing at Ruidoso Downs. But officials with Ruidoso Downs Racetrack have been working with local, state, and federal agencies to evaluate ongoing flooding risk and to determine whether flood mitigation measures could be implemented to prevent a repeat of the significant flooding that occurred in 2024 and 2025. Now, on January 15th, Ruidoso Downs Racetrack owner Johnny Trotter, General Manager Rick Bow, and Ruidoso Mayor Lynn Crawford met with state officials in Santa Fe to discuss additional flood mitigation efforts, only to find out the racetrack is not sustainable as a public venue now or for many years to come, meaning that even with the proposed flooding mitigation work done on-site and off-site upstream, Ruidoso Downs Racetrack cannot be adequately protected from future flooding. An engineering firm, J.E. Fuller, shows even moderate rainfall events, around 2 inches or more per hour, can overwhelm existing and planned drainage improvements intended to mitigate flooding risk to Ruidoso Downs Racetrack. A rainfall event of 2 inches per hour over the fire scar area creates a high risk of dangerous flooding at Ruidoso Downs Racetrack that could be life-threatening. A release from the racetrack stated, quote, "We are deeply concerned about the safety and well-being of everyone who attends Ruidoso Downs Racetrack and our equine athletes. Continuing operations at the current site of Ruidoso Downs Racetrack is not feasible. This decision is not taken lightly. It is, without question, the most challenging and emotional choice we have ever made as an organization. We will continue to communicate openly as we assess our next steps." The racing schedule will be run at Downs in Albuquerque, and the 2026 New Mexico Bred Sale and the Super Select Sale will be held at the Ruidoso Downs Sales Pavilion in their normal time frames. The Billy the Kid Casino will also continue operations. The track first hosted Paramutual Racing in 1947. The racetrack has hosted the All-American Futurity, the world's richest quarter horse race, since 1959. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.